Oh, see this. And this is today's biblical alert. Can we be a remnant out of the Gentiles? Roger Babson was interviewing the president of Argentina during a lunch. The president asked Babson, why South America, with all its natural advantages, its mines of iron, copper, coal, silver, and gold, its rivers and great waterfalls of beauty which rival Niagara, why is South America so far behind North America? Babson said to the president, well, sir, what do you think is the reason? And the president was silent for a few minutes before answering. And then the president of Argentina said, I have come to this conclusion. South America was settled by the Spanish who came to South America in search of gold. But North America was settled by the Pilgrim Fathers who went to North America in search of God. Hey, church, are we enamored with the world? The world's gold, the world's sparkle and spangle and baubles and beads, the flesh and fun? Or are we saved, separated, and filled with the Spirit to walk with God? As he saith also in OC, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which were not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Are we God's children, or are we rebels who are running from the Father, running from His righteousness, running from His blessing? Maybe we've fallen in love with the blessing and not the blessor. Oh, see, that was Hosea 1:9. I believe the application can be for us today. Are we a remnant, a light in this dark world, living to the glory of God to show lost men dying and going to a devil's hell the hope of so great salvation? A remnant? This is today's biblical alert.